and the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really liked the music, you'd say the music was just
real good.
And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd say, well, church will be over
before we get there.
And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Any other names?
Satan. Beelzebub.
What would you tell children was going to come get them?
Booger man.
Is that the same as the devil?
I think you're trying to, if he's bad, the booger man's going to get him. If he's bad, the devil's going to get him. And that's all you're talking about. Generally, I think you're talking about the same thing if you're dealing with children.
Mm-hmm. And what do people think they see around a graveyard at night to scare them?
Ghost.
And a house that
people... Haint.
Huh?
Or a ghost or a haint.
A house that people are scared to go in.
Usually it's the word that you would hear a lot is haunted or haunted.
Which
the haunted house. Usually I think we would say the haunted house.
Do you ever hear any stories of haunted houses?
Oh yeah. Oh goodness, yes. You all thrived right on them when you were growing up. Mm-hmm.
What were some of the stories?
Well, let's see, there were certain areas that you'd hear chains rattling at night and stuff like that. I think older people enjoyed telling children things like that to scare them in a way that you don't anymore. Nobody has time to tell tales anymore. They watch television. But in the past years, you heard a lot about it. There's nothing to it. There was one house over near where I live that you used to could hear music in the chimney at night, you know, singing down the chimney. Well, there was nothing to it.
You don't think any of those things?
Mm-mm. I surely don't.
And?
But you can build it up in the imagination of people to lay it there. You can hear or see most anything you want to if you believe it strong enough.
You tell someone, you better put a sweater on.
It's getting colder.
Or, it's not really cold, but it's getting...
Chilly.
Huh?
Chilly.
And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but
I'd rather stay here.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, how might you express your feelings when you saw him? You say,
I'd say, it's so good to see you again.
Did you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
Yeah. Yeah, you see. I'm just real proud that you came by.
And if someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you'd say, why,
they're very addy.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you?
Huh?
How are you?
Okay, when you're introduced to a stranger.
How do you do?
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Any other greeting?
No, none that's used here. It's usually Merry Christmas or...
What
Happy New Year, of course, if you're getting on over to the both of them.
What about Christmas gift? You ever
get that? Oh, yeah, Christmas gift. And the other replies always give it here.
How did that go?
Somebody said Christmas gift, and he said, okay, give it here.
Was it just said on Christmas Day?
No, it's not used too much, I don't think, now as much as it was when we were kids, you know.
Was it used among whites, or...
No, yeah, children more so, I think, than grown people. Once in a while, grown people, it was really kind of silly.
Mm-hmm. Were you then obligated to give the person something?
No, no.
And if a child's just had her third birthday, you'd say that she's...
3 years old.
And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room is about...
8 feet high.
And these are some names of some... states and some cities. The biggest city in the country is in
New York.
And Annapolis is the capital of
what? Maryland.
Okay, and the biggest city there?
Baltimore, probably. I don't know.
And Boston is in
Massachusetts.
And the states from Maine to Connecticut are called the